using that.
Mm.
So anyway, we'll go ahead and proceed. So we're at a point where would anybody like to move to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes as read.
Okay. All those in, all right, who seconds? I don't know if we need to. Go ahead and second.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Nobody's opposed. Okay, great. Well, then let's go ahead and move into a public comment period. And this is for people that are not already on the docket. So it's other public, which we don't see other public. And here in our meeting, would anybody like to add to the docket? I call it a docket, but whatever. Okay. There's no old business. So now we're into the new business and we're opening the hearing for PBRS 22-359, an application requesting approval of an open space classification for 7 of 15.07 acre parcel of land to the public benefit rating system. And staff, would you like to give your report?
Sure. So the applicant has requested 18 points, and per the PBRS report I go through, and I, you know, they've requested farm and agriculture conservation lands, which is worth 5 points, significant wildlife.
It's okay.
Significant wildlife habitat area, which is worth 5 points, surface water quality buffer area, which is worth 5 points, public lands buffer, which is worth 3 points, and the public access, they did not request at all, although they just marked that there was gonna be no public access. So pursuant to my staff report, I found that this request that they met the criteria for the agriculture conservation lands. So they should get 5 points for that. For the significant wildlife habitat area, they did not meet the qualifications for that. So they should be, or so I recommended that they get 0 points for that. For the surface water quality buffer area, I recommended that they be awarded 5 points. For the public lands buffer area, I recommended that they get 0 points, and then there's 0 points for the public access. I found in my staff report that this application is consistent with the criteria for 10 points for a reduction of 50% in the fair market value for the 7 acres of parcel owned by Edward Morris.
Great, thank you. Are there any comments from the Planning Commission concerning this particular one? Oh, I didn't say it. Three?
Yes. I was curious about the interpretation of the code, the Chelan County Code, with regards to the criteria for being farm and ag lands.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, said the phrase that says that the traditional farmlands may have been classified under agricultural open space and has not been irrevocably devoted to a use inconsistent with agricultural uses or has a high potential for returning to commercial ag. As I recall, it was not previously classified as agricultural open space. And I don't see anything in the application that indicates that it has a high potential for returning to commercial ag. Can you please clarify?
So the applicant for this PBRS, he used to have orchard on his property. So he he was receiving the tax benefit for agricultural lands other than that. However, he did remove his orchard and he's been using it for grazing lands. And so because he removed his orchard, they did remove him from that tax rating for the agriculture. So for the orchard. So he is still using it for agriculture purposes, just not for the orchard anymore.
Excellent. That's very helpful.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is with regard to the owner of the property.
Mm-hmm.
The owner is listed as John Morse, but it's signed by owner Edward M. Morse. Was there a statement of indemnification executed by John Morse to give Ed Morse authority to sign?
I think on the original application, when I was helping him out, the property used to be owned by John Morse, and that was his father who has passed away, and now it's owned by Edward, who's a son. So
still in the property map, it still shows John as the owner.
I mean,
it's a part of what you sent out to us.
And are you looking at this like right here?
What I was looking at is John Morse is on the map also.
I'm not sure. I think this was a map provided to him by the assessor's office. But per the assessor's data, the owner is actually Edward Morse.
Okay, as long as the county is sure of the ownership, I hate to put this through and have us not be putting it through for the right person.
Right.
I understand that his father may have passed, but was it recorded? And
I am fairly sure it is.
Those labels are labels that we as staff members could have put on the map, and it could have been, it can be done prior to the death of his father. Mm-hmm. So that could have been something that could have happened.
Okay. Are you looking it up right now?
I am.
Okay. He's looking it up. Are there any further comments with regard to this?
I've got one more comment or question. It wasn't clear to me exactly where in the parcel the open space was proposed. That wasn't, I think, included in any of the maps. But with regards to this, the surface water quality buffer area, mm-hmm. Part of the criteria is that the area is undisturbed zone of native growth vegetation. And I was not clear that the property met that criteria.
And I think for the, are you talking, which one were you wondering, the surface water or the?
Yes, that's correct.
Surface water. This one, it does qualify for this one because there is fencing along the creek area to keep any cattle out or any wildlife out of the riparian area. So in one of the figures that was provided in the staff report, it does show like the highlighted areas where a fence is. It's a deer fence, but mm-hmm. it goes along the creek and up around to keep any animals out of the riparian buffer of Spolchuk Creek there. And then the 7 acres is the area that, if you're looking at the same map here, it does have where he used to have his orchards. That's the 7 areas right there. And the 7 acres right there. But that's what been removed from egg production. And that's what the application as far as that area right there of this property.
So how do we define undisturbed?
So the fence that is there that precludes livestock to encroaching on the buffers, Spolchuk Creek. So that's how it's defined as undisturbed.
Okay.
The native vegetation along Spolchuk Creek is considered undisturbed per our riparian codes and our in the county code. So it's considered the riparian area of Spolchuk Creek. So there is fencing along that area that prohibits any cattle on his or any livestock on his property from going into that riparian vegetation. So.
Okay, but there are structures in that area, and that's not relevant to this criteria.
It looked to me originally, I don't have it with me right now, but it looked originally like that it was not close enough to the creek to constitute infringing on it.
Okay. Thank you.
There is just a quick point of looking at the map. It does look like there is a structure that's down on the lower bench there where the creek would be. The house appears to be up on the upper bench, but it's hard to say with the amount of trees and vegetation in there, what else is in there, but just a point.
The creek's right here, isn't it?
Yeah, the creek's right here.
Right. So did you take a look at the property?
I did not go out to the property.
Okay. How would the Planning Commission like to proceed? Any ideas?
I'm okay with granting this as per community development's recommendations.
So if you decide if you guys decide as a Planning Commission that it does not qualify for the surface water quality buffer area because of the structures near Spolchuk Creek, then the recommendation would be 5 points, which would still enable him to have the 50% reduction. So that if that's what he chose, then he would be eligible for the farm and agriculture conservation lands, which is worth 5 points. But not for the surface water quality buffer area. So 5 points would still get him a 50% of the fair market value.
As would the 7.
Yes. So whether it's 5 points or 10 points, it would still be a 50% reduction in the value. So if, as a planning commission, you could decide to what you want to award as far as the points. If you want to give him 5 or 10 or none or 18, he's applied for 18 points. It's the Planning Commission's recommendation to the County Commission is whether or not how many points he's allocated.
Well, at this point, I don't know that we know for sure if those are structures or not. But to be on the safe side and to do it correctly, I believe, as Sherry said, that we should go ahead and move to approve based on the recommendation of the staff, with the exception of the surface water points that were awarded. And also pursuant or provided that the ownership is in fact.
It is in his name.
It's in his name. Okay, yeah. And he did look it up, so it is in his name, so that's not a question. Would anybody like to second? I can't motion because I'm the chair.
I'll second the motion.
This is Doug. I would move.
Okay. And seconded by Will. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? One person's opposed?
Just me. I just have an issue with the surface quality on there, or the surface water quality one. Not that it matters, but.
Well, we did do it with the exception of the surface water.
So
we'd be awarded the 5 points versus 7 points.
Or 5 points versus 10 points.
Oh, versus 10 points. Are you?
I'm okay with that then. I missed that part. Sorry, Mike.
It could be because I'm new that I wasn't real clear, so I apologize.
It could just be that I'm not fully understanding it yet. But
okay, sounds great. Okay, so we move on to the next one. We did approve PBRS 22-359.
And I think for that one, you should clarify that you approved it for 5 points.
Okay. Okay, we approved it for 5. Okay, we have approved for PBRS 22359 to award 5 points per recommendations. However, we do not believe that the 5 points for the surface water, the undisturbed area, should be included with the approval. Thank you. Okay. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to hearing for PBRS 22356, an application requesting approval of an open space classification for 8.4 acres of the 16.07 acre parcel of land to the public benefit rating system. And go ahead.
Thank you. This applicant has requested in my staff report, there was a Scribner's error where the criteria was saved incorrectly. It was saved as significant wildlife habitat, and it should have been farm and ag conservation land. So per the Chelan County assessors, the applicant has 8.4 acres of irrigated orchard. Therefore, the classification does apply. In total, the applicant has requested 5 points. Staff finds the application and site are consistent with the criteria for 5 points and meets the criteria for the reduction of 50% in the fair market value for 8.4 acres of the 16.07 acres total. Is there any specific questions for this one?
Yes. So you had pointed out in the report that 2 points were added to that for something else that that person did not request, but that you were adding to the points that were.
No, it was incorrect. It was saved incorrectly in our common drive. So they only asked for 5 points, and that's what we gave them ultimately for our Chelan County assessors.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just a Scribner's error also on the applicant's name. I believe it's Schuler, not Schroeder.
It
The handwriting makes it look like Schroeder, but per the property records, I believe it's Schooler.
So that D is an O.
Oh,
an L.
Yeah, you're right.
It's also on their printed name on the application.
Yep.
Okay. And I have one comment on the report that we received. You had accidentally put in 181.6.
Yes, you're right.
And that should be changed.
It is.
Okay, good. And the other thing that was an error that I noticed is
it's changed.
Brady Associates is
associates, everything's changed.
Not associated.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Okay. Would someone like to propose a motion?
I propose to approve the 5-point awardance of open space for this applicant.
Anybody second?
I'll second it.
All Jesse.
One of us.
Yeah, okay. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Aye. No. Okay. Okay, let's move on to the next. We have, this one's a fairly large one, and I'm glad Doug is on the phone for this. It's hearing for PBRS 22-328. An application requesting approval of an open space classification for 181.61 acres of land to the public benefit rating system. And who's giving that report?
I am.
Okay.
So this was another error that we changed the staff report, and we posted that on our website. This is an 8-parcel request. It's for significant wildlife habitat area. The subject properties contain mule deer winter range identified within the report for Greddy Associates, as well as based on the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife Priority Habitat and Species List. The properties contains shrub steppe, wolverine, and northern spotted owl habitat. Therefore, this classification does apply and is granted 5 points. The applicant has requested 2 points for contiguous parcels under separate ownership. The subject properties are under separate ownership and application. Therefore, this classification does apply. In total, the applicant has requested 7 points. Staff finds the application and site are consistent with criteria for 7 points and meets the criteria for the reduction in 50% in the fair market value for a total of 221.61 acres for the total of all 8 parcels totaled.
So the acreage has changed, and that's the correction you made. So
that's the correction I made.
221.61 acres.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's 10 parcels, not 8. Excuse me to interrupt.
Okay, Dennis, what was that?
The total acreage is 221 and it's 10 parcels. It's not 8 parcels.
Okay. 6-1. Okay, commissioners, any comments or questions?
Vicki.
Go ahead, Doug.
This is a parcel not far from where I live, and it's kind of a classic example of what we'd like to do with open space. The family is being very generous as far as trying to keep it out of development. some young sons of a deceased couple had gone in and have parceled it off and put roads in. And all you have to do, if you look at the picture to the left of that picture, is another hill that looks kind of like it. That hill is now becoming covered with homes. And I think what the Atoms would like to do is to go ahead and preserve it, just like they've asked. And I indicated this would be a kind of a classic example of the open space that we like to create.
Great, thank you, Doug. Cherie?
I'm hoping that the public access plan can be clarified.
They have no public access.
Within the application, it mentions that nearby neighbors and the applicants themselves access the property. Okay, good.
They're not asking any points regarding public access.
Okay. Thank you. But it's also, no, never mind. My next question is around the Greta Wildlife Management Habitat Management Plan. Some of the wording doesn't seem prescriptive to me. For instance, I saw phrases like "it is recommended" or "the applicant proposes to restrict hunting" or "noxious weeds should be monitored." I'm curious if that is enough of a commitment that that the habitat is indeed protected. I do believe from the background that the applicants will protect, but the language is ambiguous in my opinion.
Per Gretti's report, yes. If they do intend to remove any kind of habitat, they would have to do some kind of habitat management mitigation report. As of right now, nothing has been indicated.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sheree.
Well, for instance, I would think that hunting must be restricted in order for this to be wildlife, to meet the wildlife protection criteria, rather than proposed to be restricted. Am I interpreting this incorrectly?
Wouldn't it be a habitat? And not habitat, if you're saving habitat,
you're right.
You know, and being a hunter myself, I know the value of it, and yeah, you've got to manage the wildlife somehow on it. And actually, by managing the wildlife, you would then in turn help out the habitat, because you're not going to have if you don't do anything on it, it's going to be bad. Everything's going to flock there. They're going to overpopulate, and you're going to end up killing more than you're saving. That's my take on it.
They haven't proposed any kind of conservation easement as well. So,
yeah, I personally, this is Vicki, don't believe that a landowner has restrictions of what they can and can't do on their land. What they are trying to do is keep it in a conservation mode, where they're protecting the land from development. And what goes on the property from a natural aspect is up to them and what they decide they want to do. Does that make sense?
It does.
Well, they can't remove any kind of vegetation if there is any kind of streams or creeks within a buffer. They can't do that. But per wildlife, if it is any kind of significant habitat, they can't do that either. But regarding any kind of mule deer habitat, they would have to be in accordance to any kind of Department of Fish and Wildlife requirements.
And that's applicable to anybody.
Correct.
You know, so it's not like that's any different than what would be expected from anyone that's near a waterway or within the mule deer, you know, habitat. Any other comments from the commission? Now I noticed that Dennis and Ermi are here online. Would you like to make any comments?
Yeah, I mean, we are in the process with Chalain Douglas Land Trust to obtain a conservation easement, which would imply additional restrictions to the property anyway. And I have word from Nikki Fleming, she's responsible for the program, that there is $75,000 in funds available for the removal of obnoxious weed on the property. And so there are several things already going on in order to further preserve and protect that land.
Excellent. Well, Dennis and Ermi, we thank you for what you're doing. Would anybody like to propose, make a motion?
This is Doug. I would like to move and be approved.
Okay, and it was seconded over here by
Mike Science.
Mike Science. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All, anyone opposed? Okay, it passes. Great job. Thank you guys for your reports. It really helped us out quite a bit. Now, we're to the point where it's discussion at the chair's discretion. We had some good information that was sent to us after the fact and in the second memo to our commission. And one of the things that I'd like to bring up is the 2022 versus 2023 short-term rental numbers. I was really glad to see they had responded to Dominic's David's request for some information on what's going on with short-term rentals. Are there any comments anybody would like to make? Okay, I think it's going to be good to know. I think it's just through attrition that we're going to be reducing the numbers. I don't know if there's some actual work being done on not approving things because I didn't finish it to the very end on the short-term rentals. But in most areas, I'm surprised how few short-term rentals there are and how much room that they have to move. Any other comments? Okay, then.
Yeah, just the numbers seemed consistent with previous staff reports. You know, I think everyone was concerned that we were going to have a larger number of short-term rentals than we've actually seen materialize. And so I think that's a good win-win, you know, for the community, because I know there's a lot of concerns even just around the code as it was implemented. So it feels like it's hopefully a middle ground for most folks and helps inform any future decisions on this topic.
Okay, great. Any other comments?
I would agree with that. With the hope that those numbers don't reflect not counting the illegal ones that code enforcement's having trouble following through. if those numbers are true, then I would agree with what had been said.
Right, and it seems to me as things get rolling, you know, they're still taking applications for the short-term rentals, but as things get rolling and code enforcement becomes a little more active, they're going to be able to start weeding out the illegal ones that haven't actually applied for the short-term rental through the community development. So we'll just have to wait and see. Okay. Some of the other information we received was that we have a docket workshop coming up, and the county commissioners have made some requests for clarification of a number of areas, and I believe that will be provided to us at a later date. But it's nice to have this information in front of us and how common sense the changes that we're making or that they've requested really are. That's good news for me. Any other comments? Okay, is there anything else anyone would like to bring up before we close?
Vicki, I appreciate having a gen to work from. If there's any way we could get that earlier, you know, community development has been going through quite a bit of turmoil, but it would help to be able to at least see the agenda and be able to spend a little more time on it.
Well, Doug, thank you for whatever you said. I couldn't understand a word, but I think it was complimentary, and I wish you a safe trip home.
Hey, Vicki, let me try to translate. I think I heard it maybe because I'm remote. He was basically requesting if we could get the agenda a little bit earlier next month. That would allow him a little more time to review and prepare for the meeting. I think that's what he said.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Go ahead.
As soon as it's available, it is posted on the website under the agendas for the director report. As soon as we have it, we put it out there so all public can view it and you can be well prepared.
Can you have it mailed out to us?
It's been up for 3 weeks.
Was it mailed out in the initial?
You don't mail.
I mean, not mail, the email, the agenda.
We post it in that format so it doesn't log down the
email.
So I gotcha.
It's available to view. Just go in there and peruse it at your leisure.
Okay, and it's usually?
It's been on there for 3 weeks this time.
Okay. Does that help, Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I forget to look online also. Okay. Any further comments? Go ahead. Okay, with that in mind, would anybody like to move to adjourn? Well, go ahead.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor, fine. I guess we don't even need to approve that. So great meeting, everybody. I'm glad we finally had a quorum and that everybody was on there. It really helps to be as punctual as possible so that we don't hold the public off of what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. And it was about 12 minutes after before we had a quorum. So anyway, thanks everybody. And we'll see you next month, which will be April something.
April
22nd?
26th. And that's a 7 p.m. meeting.
Oh, we are changing at that point.
April it changes.
Okay, April it changes to 7 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for sharing this, Vicki.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicki. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.